Hello there.
It's me, Champ. I heard you're a very little dragon who could use some very special training to relax and get rid of that pesky potty training. Is that true? I thought so. Well, you're in luck, because that is just what we're going to do today. This special session is just for you. It has no awakener, so you'll have the option to continue listening to audios after the file is done. If you want a longer listening session, be sure to organize your playlist before continuing with this file. Or you can take a nice little dragon nap until you're ready to wake up and go about your day. Let's get out our checklist before we begin. You will need to have a full bladder, insert a butt plug, put on a diaper, and have a pacifier nearby. You should also have plenty of water or tea to drink. And you can finish that drink any time between now and the end of the induction. If it's a warm drink, you should get an adult to make sure that it's not too hot for you. Are you ready to be hypnotized? Good. And now, I would like you to get comfortable, get settled, and relax. You can be sitting or lying down. You can have your eyes open or closed. Your drink is nearby, so you know you can reach it. And you can take a nice, long sip whenever you want to. And you might feel your mouth beginning to get dry as you listen to my words, making you want to drink. That tends to happen as you enter a state of hypnosis. And you can take a drink when that happens. That's right. Take a nice long drink. Right now, I'd like you to imagine that you are in your home on a day of rest. You have nothing that you have to do. And today, you're excited because you know your friend Champ is coming over to help you relax and get into little space. He should be here any minute now. And as you wait for him to come, you can imagine all the times you've gone down, down, down into a nice deep sleep with your friend Champ talking into your ear, talking you down, down, down into a nice deep sleep. Allowing yourself to start to enter trance as you recall just how it feels to go down into the state of hypnosis. Suddenly, you hear a knock on the door. And when you open the door, you see me, Champ. Hello, it's so good to see you. We step inside, and you notice that I'm carrying a bag. What's in the bag? Oh, this is just something to help you relax so you can get into a little space. Why don't we go to the kitchen and I can show you what it is? Hey, by the way, you look thirsty. Have you been drinking enough water today? A lot of little ones don't remember to hydrate, but you do, don't you? Yes, you're doing a great job of hydrating, I can already tell. Here we are. In the kitchen. Now I can show you what I have. It's something very special that will help you relax and get into a little space. Ah, here we go. Do you know what this is? This is Dragonwell tea. Have you heard of it before? Tea can be very relaxing. All that warm water trickling down your throat, filling up your little belly warming your body, going down, down, down. That warmth spreading. Sounds nice, doesn't it? Let's prepare you some, little one. You know how to make tea, don't you, little one? Let's do it together. First, we measure the tea. About 5 grams should be enough for 1 cup. Then, we put water in the kettle. We boil the water. It'll take a few minutes to boil. While we wait, why don't we make sure you're nice and hydrated? You can have a sip of whatever you're drinking now. That's better. You know, sometimes when you're feeling nice and relaxed, it's nice to just close our eyes and let our minds wander. Do you ever wonder why some people find it so easy to let the mind wander while others are just so good at staying focused on someone's voice? I suppose it doesn't really matter, because either way, your brain can absorb information that you hear, whether you're conscious of it or not. Sometimes, you can even find yourself thinking of doing things that you didn't even realize you decided to do, like taking a sip of water, wetting your diaper, or getting very, very little. Has that ever happened to you, little one? Oh, that'll be the hot water. Alrighty, first we give the tea a little rinse. And pour that out. And then we do the first steep, just a minute or two. Are you ready to relax and get a little? I'll bet you can't wait. You know, you don't have to wait to be little. You can be little anytime. But I'm sure it helps to just relax and listen as we wait for the tea to steep. When I was little, I had a game called The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, for the Super Nintendo. Do you know that game? Well, in that game, there was the Light World and the Golden Realm. And in the Golden Realm, you would turn into your true form, a form that would represent your inner nature. The main character, Link, he would turn into an adorable little pink bunny when he went into the Golden Realm. What would it be like if we went into the Golden Realm? What would we turn into? I wonder what I'd turn into. I think I'd be an otter. Because otters are fun, energetic, mischievous, and a little silly. Now what would a silly little noodle like you be? I wonder what you would turn into. Oops, I think the Dragon Well tea has steeped long enough. Don't want to make it too strong. Or do we? Just a little joke. Here, let me pour you a cup, little one. Don't forget to knock on the table to say thank you. Go ahead, have a drink. Now you must promise to finish it all, okay? Can you be a good little one and do that? Very good. You're so good at obeying, so good at listening. Such a special little one. But be careful, it's hot. Don't burn your little mouth, you silly noodle. If it's too hot, you can go slowly. Just letting that warm tea trickle down your throat. Feeling that warmth spreading down, down, down into your tummy, into your body, and further as you continue to drink. Drink up all that tea That warm trickle going down, down, down. So nice, so warm, so comfy. And you know you're in a nice comfy diaper boy. And you know that whatever happens to that diaper, it will keep you nice, safe, and protected. And it'll hold any happy little accidents that may occur. Because you know you have lots of accidents, little guy. That's why you need your diapers. Because you're padded, like a good little one. And it's the perfect time to relax. I'll bet you're already feeling really little, aren't you? Maybe even a little bit sleepy. That sometimes happens when we get little, releasing all our tension. We get a little sleepy, but don't go asleep yet. Go ahead and finish up all your tea first. Good little one. Finish the whole cup all the way. Such a good, obedient little crinkle butt.
Dizzy. Little. Silly. Sleepy. Woozy. Dizzy. Little.
When you're all done, silly. Woozy. We put in your passy. Can you do that, little one?
Sleepy. My head starts spinning. Dizzy.
Good. As I boop you on the pacifier, you can already begin to feel yourself getting very sleepy as the sound of my voice, very soothed, even a little dopey as the tea works its way through your system, going down, down, down. Good boy.
Sleepy.
I take the cup from your hand. Make sure you're in a comfortable position as you drop into trance.
Little.
Is somebody feeling a little silly, a little tiny? Look at you, you silly little. Too little to even sit up.
Such a good
idea. It's happening in a cozy coffee cave.
If the drop of a rock
falls on you, it's
down,
melted in your
vision,
so closely to the pump.
As you sense it,
your body talks directly to your subconscious mind.
Feeling different,
buzzy, you accept all the suggestions.
And as you live in a
friendly
world,
that's going further and further away. And your body,
responds.
So close to
silly little
allowing me to talk directly to your subconscious mind, so you can accept all the suggestions that your little otter friend makes. That's a good little noodle. Good little noodle. That's a good little noodle. Hello, little one. Can you hear me in there? I can just see you're feeling a lot of things right now. Just know that you are safe and protected. The specialty I gave you just had a special little additive to turn off your brain. Say bye-bye
say
to your
bye-bye
critical
faculties.
That's right, little draggy. I've drugged you. You're a drug, little draggy.
Until you feel so warm and fuzzy.
And you're just so trusting and obedient.
You just start drifting off.
You just let me do whatever I want. You just let me do it, you silly noodle.
Until you feel so warm and fuzzy.
But it's what you needed.
You can just start.
Just trust me.
You can just start drifting off.
Trust that I know what's best.
Drifting into that wonderful.
Just give up. And give in.
Softly.
As you feel the effects take place.
Down.
Very good, little one.
Down into a nice deep sleep.
Feeling so high.
And you're going to
so dizzy. Feeling so little. As you go deeper
into
the dream.
Allowing your eyes to relax.
And when the spinning stops, you can see that you're back in the cave with the otter.
And I can press
perfectly natural.
Not
a dragon like you. Might be affected twice as deep. Dragging
twice as deep into that eyes closed.
You've always been a dragon. And certainly any recollection of ever being human was just a fleeting dream at most, wasn't it?
Going down,
going down,
into deep.
As you look around, you
see
the age of
five.
Yes, that's right.
So cute.
Perfect for hiding.
Good little one.
It's almost time for your first hibernation.
Good little one.
How does that make you feel?
Good little one. Good little one.
Otters don't hibernate like dragons, but I know all about it. And I can help you get ready, little. Every year, good little dragons hibernate. They stay nice and rested in their caves, dreaming in their little dragon room, without needing to wake up for anything, even to use the potty. And you won't need to use the potty, because you're going to be all nice and protected with a nice, thick diaper as you go into a deep, deep sleep, and you'll be all trained up to use the diaper in your deep, deep sleep. It's going to be so easy to relax and use your diaper when we've got you all ready, so that you can just rest without any disturbances. Here you are, We're going to untrain you, little guy. You can't be woken up from your deep, deep slumber for something as mundane as that. You're going to forget all about paying attention to needing to go to the bathroom and just let it go. Yeah, just let go whenever you feel the slightest stir. And you can notice right now, if you do feel any pressure whatsoever, in that tiny bladder of your deep, deep sleep, you can forget all about whether or not you need to just go and just relax. You can forget all about whether or not you need to go and just relax. Allow your subconscious to take over. Allow your diaper to do all the work of holding your mind. Allow that feeling to pass right by as you release into your diaper. You're doing a great job of wetting your diapers, but there's still something you're holding on to, I think. There's one final step in your untraining to make sure your little body is completely ready for a long, deep hibernation. You need to make stickies in your diapers. Then you can relax completely, and you won't have any pesky erections to interrupt your nice, deep sleep. We can make it part of your training about giving up your potty training and learning how to use your diapers. Let's give these diapers a little feel. Oh, what's this? I can tell because the little dragon's already wearing a plug, isn't he? I'll bet that will help the little dragon make stickies, won't it? I bet it feels really good in there, doesn't it? It's time for you to start rubbing your diaper. Grinding your plug as I count down from 60. And you may notice that the drugs are making your diaper 58, and your plug feel extra good as you soak right again. So good. 56, it is so strong. 55, that is almost as good as an orgasm. 54, so 53, very good little one. 52, So snugly and wetting your diapers as soon as you feel the urge. Nice and relaxed. Nice and relaxed. And now it's time for me to go. And you can continue to hibernate and remain in trance. And you can listen to any additional dreams that you've put in your playlist. Or you can wake up and go about your day in a baby dragon headspace, enjoying all the effects of my work. As you happily wet your diaper whenever you feel the urge to do it. It's up to you. Either way, you can feel satisfied and rested when you do return to the waking world, feeling refreshed and alert and very proud that you did such a good job hibernating. Goodbye now.